Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 29 and 30. "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" It's hard to wait, whether waiting for a special event or a medical procedure. It's hard to wait patiently. We would much rather skip all the preparation and get to the event. We would much rather get the surgery over with so we can move on with life. For Christians living in a world where evil is still present, it's hard to wait. We would love for life in our world to be free of evil. After all, we follow Christ. Shouldn't life get better? Why do we still struggle to follow Jesus? Why are so many still so opposed to Him? Daily, we are reminded of the reality of evil. In frustration, we wonder if God will ever carry out His judgment and rescue His people. But in the midst of evil, what does Jesus urge us to do? He urges us to wait for the harvest. On the last day, Jesus will fix everything. Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. At that time, the weeds and wheat will be separated. God will sort it all out and deliver us from evil once and for all. We have no need to fear the present evil, since God holds our future in His hand. What do we do until that time? How can we possibly be patient? We look to the Lord and His promises in His Word. Our God never fails to keep His promises. After all, He kept His most important promise of sending a Savior to rescue us from sin and death. With eyes fixed on Jesus, we wait for the harvest when He will come again in glory to bring us to be with Him. Lord Jesus, You know how evil is always present in our lives and in our world. Grant me patience to follow You, even as I wait for You to return in glory and deliver me from evil. Set my heart on the sure knowledge that You always keep Your promises. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.